Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Amazon has introduced a set of templates that make it easier for you to teach your Alexa device new skills. The company filed a patent last year that would enable her to listen to you all the time and then use what she hears to market products to you. So in other words, if you're on the phone talking to someone about your hemorrhoids, the next time you get on Facebook, your feed will just be one ad for Preparation H after another.
Our next guest, you can see him weekday mornings on WGN-TV Morning News. His Saturday night show is entitled Man of the People, and he has a fundraiser at the Park West on Saturday, May 5th. Go to laughyourfaceoff.org. It's our old friend, our old neighbor, Pat Tomasulo. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Peter. How are you, my friend?
Why do you...
Old neighbor is the key phrase there. And I don't know, you know what? It wasn't very neighborly for you to just move out of the neighborhood and not tell me.
I've seen you one time in the last 4 years, and that was at 6:15 in the morning walking your dog.
You've seen me only once, but I've seen... Oh, shoot, that's my alarm reminded me to get on the phone with you. I've seen you. I had seen you way more times than that, looking at you from my window as you walked.
That's very uncomfortable.
You know? Well...
I was watching a bit the other day. By the way, if you haven't seen Man of the People, funny. And I paused.
So you gotta say, you're just like, what?
Funny. It's funny. You can also catch it on your Twitter feed. You can go to YouTube and catch it. It seems like you always weave in guys that wear jerseys to games. You hate that.
I don't like it. No, I don't
Why
like it.
Why is that? Because I have 15 jerseys.
Because you're a grown man. You shouldn't be trying to emulate a 25-year-old.
Well, what if I'm wearing an old jersey, like a Tony Esposito to the Hawks game?
Here's the rule. Okay, that's fine. Here's the rule.
All right.
Okay? And believe me.
And who makes this rule?
You know how mental I am.
Yes.
So trust me when I say I've put serious thought into this.
Yes.
You can wear the jersey if the athlete is minimum 20 years older than you or dead.
Or dead.
Then you can wear the outfit. But unless he meets one of those two criteria, don't wear the jersey.
Wait, what about a girl?
Can
she wear like a dress?
I don't want to touch anything in that arena right now because I'm a white guy and I can't say anything that's not going to get me in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this. When it comes to men, you shouldn't be 55 wearing a Chris Bryant jersey.
They are showing their support.
Now, they're not. You shouldn't be showing your support that hard. Show your support with your $700 ticket.
So instead of a Chris Bryant, if there's a middle-aged guy, 55 years old, driving in from Berwyn, you can go maybe a Larry Bittner or a Manny Trio, but not a Chris Bryant or an Anthony Rizzo.
No, you can't have the name of a kid. It's like I always tell people, it would be like if I were running around Chicago wearing high school varsity jackets.
What's wrong with that? They look cool.
And I was like, well, I'm just showing my support for Hinsdale Central.
What if you had a high school jacket, but it had WGN Morning News and a big W?
Okay. Well, now we're talking.
Like Letterman. His staff used to wear those Letterman's coats.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there was the obvious tie-in because that was his name. But yes, if I had Man of the People jackets, I would wear a Man of the People jacket.
Man, you work hard on that show. I was at GNTV about a month ago at 4 p.m. on a Wednesday, and you were in your little room. And let me paint a picture for people because it's like the Dick Van Dyke Show, where you had Buddy, Millie, and Rob trying to put together some bits for the show. That was you guys. You had three people in there. You were all behind computers ready to go.
In the size of a walk-in closet.
Yes.
We're moving next week. We got new offices.
Where?
That's exciting. Upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had to displace some other people. They're not too happy about it. But tell you what, I'm thrilled.
There's an upstairs at WGN-TV?
There is. And there are no windows in that office either. But you know what? At least it's bigger.
At least you have an office.
I walk out of here. It's like... It's like if you were, and not that I've ever done this, but it'd be like if you were ever in a strip club for 6 hours and you walked, like in that scene in Varsity Blues. That's what it's like leaving this office every day.
Yes.
You know, the radio, WGN radio studios used to be on that second floor.
On the second floor?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How many years ago was that?
We moved here in 86, so.
Wow.
Yeah, the good thing is we're directly across from the general manager's office right now. So
that's nice.
That leads to us closing the door quite often throughout the day.
Paul Rennie, who's a good man, by the way.
He's a good man. He's a fine man.
You have a fundraiser coming up a week from Saturday, and
yes, I recently
saw your wife on the morning news, and Robin was interviewing the both of you, and I sent you a text afterwards, and I said, I can't imagine how your wife does it, how she survives day after day with this pain.
Yeah, I often ask myself that question every day. I don't know how she does it. She has a threshold for pain unlike anybody I've met in my life. So much so that it's increased a big wimp like me in my threshold, because you look at somebody like that and you're like, good God, I have nothing. My back hurts. Oh, well,
you can't complain.
You can't, you know, she is amazing.
Can you explain the she has facial pain.
Yeah.
What is the name of the disease?
Yeah, so what she has is a disease called trigeminal neuralgia, which is a disorder of one of the cranial nerves in your face. It carries sensation. You have one on each side of your face. It carries sensation from your feelings from your face to your brain, and somehow that nerve gets damaged, and it just results in excruciating, debilitating pain. It's pain that doctors classify as the worst pain known to mankind. And she, you know, there's all different kinds of severities for it and all different cases of it. Hers tends to be on the more severe side, so she always has pain, a baseline level of pain every day, and then there are triggers for it that set her off into just incredible attacks, you know, any sensation whatsoever, wind, touching it. You know, I've not been able to touch that side of her face in 17 years.
Wow.
So there are some treatments for it, and some people respond to treatments. She, unfortunately, is not one of those people like many out there, and there's no cure. So We work with a group called the Facial Pain Research Foundation, which I'm a trustee of and Amy is involved with as well. And our group, what we do is we fund independent research projects ourselves. So we'll meet with scientists and doctors and we'll give them seed money to begin their research. And so the fundraiser we do, Laugh Your Face Off, is the biggest fundraiser we do for the foundation. And this is our fourth year. Every dollar that we raise goes directly to the foundation, and the foundation uses over 95 cents out of every dollar that comes in directly on research.
I just can't imagine what you guys go through, but I love the fact that you turned it into a positive, and everything you raise, like you said, laughyourfaceoff.org, it goes to this research foundation, the Facial Pain Research Foundation. Saturday, May 5th at the Park West, and what's today, Thursday? Tomorrow, Robin's daughter is going to be a guest forecaster on the WGN Morning News.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That was a really natural segue right there, Pete.
And I wanted to ask you, because we only have a minute left, I got to hit commercials coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
Robin usually takes off at, what, 9:58? She's out the door?
Yeah, oh, yeah. You got that right. You knew right before the last break. Yes.
9:58. Does she leave her kid, and the kid finds a ride home so she can get home quickly, or how does that work?
Let me tell you something. I don't want to speak out of turn. She might do that just to get a break.
Right. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Oh, I got to take my kid to school, so she's out at 9:30. You got to finish the 9 o'clock.
Well, I'm saying, you know how parents are. You need a break from your kids. That's what I'm saying. She may just leave the kid here and not worry about it.
Oh, I got a big picture of you watching some kids. That's never happening.
Oh, come on. Kids love me. You know kids love me. You know why kids love me, Pete? Because I speak to them like adults. I don't baby them.
Because you don't have any kids. That's the thing.
No, you talk to them like humans, and you know what? They respond to it. Your kid, I'm sure. Listen, you do a poll. Do a scientific poll.
I will see you a week from Saturday, okay? At the Park West.
My friend.
All right.
At the Park West.
Pat Tomasulo, laughyourfaceoff.org. Thank you, buddy.
See you, bud.
It's 720 WGN.